Sal. I'm so happy to be with you today. I know many of you had to shovel your car out today and drive through some icy roads, but you made it here safely, and that's good to see. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, we thank you so much for bringing us together today. Lord, I ask that you would take my inadequate words and fill them with your words. And allow your word, Lord, to speak to each of our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Throughout Scripture, God repeatedly calls people of all ages to do difficult things, to face overwhelming challenges, and through it all, to be part of the great honor and privilege of having God use them in their generation.
在整段圣经里面，我们都看到有些人，他们虽然自己的能力不强，但是上帝会呼召他们，让他们做似乎他们根本没有能力所做的事情，因为这样子做了以后呢，他就亲，他们就亲自经历了神的这个荣光。
This morning we will look at a person who God called at a young age, who faced overwhelming challenges, but in spite of that was used by God in his generation as few others. His name is Jeremiah. When he was still only a teenager, God spoke to him and said in Jeremiah 1, verse 5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." But Jeremiah protests. He says, "Ah, Sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child." Now, Jeremiah was not being humble when he said this. He was being truthful. The Hebrew word he uses for child literally means one who still relies on his or her parents for provision. Now, it is impossible to know exactly how old he was when God called him, but we do know from this verse that at the most he was in his late teens, and he could have been much younger. How can you call me Lord? Jeremiah is saying, in effect, I'm not even an adult. How can I be a prophet who communicates God's word when I don't even know how to speak? In this, we hear an echo of Moses' own reluctance to serve God as God's chosen instrument, and of his complaint that he did not have the skills of speech.
实际上你们看那个《出埃及记》四章十节里，你会看到摩西也是这样。当时，摩西被上帝呼召的时候，要他做上帝所拣选的器皿啊，他也是跟上帝说：“哎，我是本是拙口笨舌的。”However,
Jeremiah then learns what Moses had learned before him, and that each of us must also learn as we follow our Lord, and that is that God is not impressed by our human abilities, but that God is asking us to allow Him to use us beyond our abilities.
从这个圣经里面我们要学到，就像那个耶利米和摩西他们也都后来都学到这个功课，就是说我们上帝呼召我们来跟随他，并不是因为上帝觉得我们有多能力有多强，而是上帝要我们把自己虚谨，然后让上帝来通过我们来使用我们，这样使用我们的时候是超过我们自己的所能够的。
In Jeremiah we read, "But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you,' says the Lord."
耶和华就跟他说啊，说你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。
Jeremiah correctly knows that he in his human strength does not have God's words to proclaim. And so God gives him God's words directly.
耶利米知道他自己凭他自己是传讲不是神的话，所以这个神呢就把他话呢加到他的心里面去。
We read, "Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, 'Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.'"
下面我就看到耶和华就是伸手按耶利米的口，对耶利米说，我已将当说的话传给你，看来我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要实行拔出拆毁毁坏请覆，又要建立栽培。
At the end of chapter 1, God shows Jeremiah that his vocation as a prophet will cost him a great deal and that he will face terrible opposition.
在那个第一章后半节的时候，这个上帝就跟这个让那个耶利米知道说，我让你派你去做这个先知，你要真的是要受很大的苦。
In Jeremiah 1:17 through 19, God tells him, "Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be afraid. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them."
所以上帝说，你当时在十七节就说，你当初要起来，将我所吩咐的一切话告诉他，不要因为他们惊慌，免得我使你在他们面前惊慌。
Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord.
上帝说，看啊，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙，与全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。他们要攻击你，却不能胜，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。
What kind of life could Jeremiah expect after such a dramatic call?
你想，耶利米这么小的时候就受到这么大的呼召，那他会不会知道他以后的生活是怎么样的？
One would think that such an unusual encounter with God would signal a future of great blessing, prosperity, and honor.
那很多人想，哇，这么早就呼召了，他以后他这一生一定是充满了福气，然后又是很成功，然后得到很高的荣誉。
Yet as it turned out, so much hardship filled his life that Jeremiah is now often called the weeping prophet.
这个实际上啊，这个降在他身上的苦难有这么多，我们常常叫这个耶利米是哭泣的那个哭正在哭泣的这个先知。
His message was usually rejected.
他传讲的信息没有一个人接受。
His own town of Anatoth told him that they would kill him if he did not stop prophesying in the name of the Lord.
他自己家乡的亚纳突人如此说，说你不要奉耶和华名说预言，免得你死在我们手中。
God commanded him not to get married.
上帝跟他说你不可以结婚哦。
He was beaten and humiliated.
他被打 然后被在众人面前羞辱。
He was thrown into prison.
然后他被那个关到监狱里去。
He was then cast into a waterless cistern with mud so deep that he sunk into it.
然后啊，他就然后他们就拿出耶利米，下到一个牢狱去。那个牢狱没有水，只有淤泥。然后耶利米呢，就陷在淤泥之中。
And finally, he was forcibly taken captive by Israelites who were fleeing to Egypt in disobedience to God.
在耶利米43章的时候，你就看到啊，他被这些不服从上帝的人被抓到
During his ministry, the word that God gave him to preach was rejected again and again by almost everyone who heard it.
他的这一生的这个事工啊，他所传讲神的这个信息和预言，每个人都那个不没有一个人听他。
In the entire book of Jeremiah, we read of only two people who were converted to his message: Baruch, Jeremiah's scribe who wrote his prophecies down on scrolls, and Ebed-Melech, an Ethiopian official who served in the palace of the king of Judah.
那就是所跟他的人呢，就只有两个，一个是太监古实人以伯米勒，还有一个是。
Choose such a life? Would you? Would I?
那什么人会去拣选这么一个难过的日子呢？那我要是我们面对这个事情，我们会拣选这样一种生活吗
？Yet this is the destiny to which God called Jeremiah.
就是耶利米啊，他这一辈子就是上帝就已经给他定好，就是这样。
Now God calls each of us to serve Him in different ways. None of our paths will look exactly the same.
上帝让我们每个人所走的路都不一样，所以我们每个人所走的路都不一样。
Yet God asked something of Jeremiah that He also asks of each one of us, and that is that we follow Him no matter where He leads, and that we obey Him no matter what the cost.
上帝对我们让我们这个每个人的要求就是这样，就是说，他不管到哪里，我们都要跟随他，然后不管这个有什么事情发生，我们。
It is interesting to note that the prophet Daniel was a contemporary of Jeremiah's, although they each lived in a different region and never probably met each other.
那我们有时候会看到另一卷那个先知书啊，就是但以理的。但以理呢，他是耶利米同时代的人，但是呢，他们两个人大家从来没有碰见过。
While Jeremiah proclaimed God's word in Judah and later in Egypt, Daniel proclaimed God's word in the power center of the Babylonian Empire.
当时啊，耶利米呢是在犹大和这个埃及，宣讲神的信息。那但以理呢，他也在宣讲神的信息，但是他宣讲的时候呢，是在巴比伦帝国了。
Both Jeremiah and Daniel faced death at various points in their life, as a direct result of their decision to follow their Lord wherever He leads and to obey Him no matter what the cost.
你们看耶利米和但以理啊，这有一个共同点，就是在他们的这个一生当中，有好多次他们都差点被杀死了，因为他们就是说不管怎么样都跟随主这样一种精神。
Yet we see that whereas Jeremiah knew nothing but rejection, humiliation, and harsh persecution, Daniel received high honor and respect.
那我们看见啊，就是说他们两个人有点不一样的，就是说，耶利米呢，他总是被人家这个人家不但不听他们的话，反而还羞辱他，还迫害他， 那但以理呢，在他这个侍奉的时候呢，是得到了很多那个别人的尊敬和荣耀。
Each followed God faithfully in their own time and place, yet each received a different destiny from the Lord.
你看，他们两个人都是忠心的跟随主，但是他们主给他们的命运呢是有点不一样。
This contrast is brought into sharp focus if we compare God's word to the exiles who, along with Daniel, were captured by the Babylonian armies and forced to resettle hundreds of miles from home with God's word to Jeremiah's faithful scribe Baruch.
那我们那我们那个就看到啊，上帝那个把但以理那个弄到巴比伦帝国的时候呢，他是跟那个以色列被掳之民呢一起去的。那个地方在巴比伦呢，是离他们以色列家是几千里路了哈。
In Jeremiah 29, Jeremiah writes a letter to the Israelites who've been taken captive to Babylon, and in this letter he encourages them.
那先知以利米从耶路撒冷的这个寄信与被掳的祭司与生存的长老，就是从尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷挪到巴比伦去的。
Through Jeremiah, God tells these exiles to settle in Babylon, have sons and daughters, to seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which God has sent them.
那个在这封信里面就跟这个被掳的民说，你们呢要定居在那里，你们要盖造房屋，住在其中，吃其中所产，娶妻生儿女，为你们儿子娶妻，在那里生养增多，不致减少。
God also tells them that after 70 years, they will be allowed to return to their homeland, the land of Judah.
上帝也答应他们说，经过70年以后呢，你们又回到原居地。
God then gives these exiles one of the most beautiful promises found in the entire Bible, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
耶和华在这个时候就给了他一个这个整个圣经中的一个最美的一个应许啊！耶和华是这样跟他们说的：说我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Unfortunately, God's word to Baruch, Jeremiah's faithful scribe, is very different.
那以利米的儿子，实际上也就是他的那个。是哈，这叫巴路。这个耶和华跟巴路说的话呢，不太一样。
God commanded Jeremiah in chapter 45, "Say this to him: I will overthrow what I have built and uproot what I have planted throughout the land. Should you then seek great things for yourself, seek them not, for I will bring disaster on all people," declares the Lord. "But wherever you go, I will let you escape with your life."
那巴路，这个以色列，这个耶和华以色列神对巴路是这样说的：说你要这样告诉他，耶和华如此说：我所建立的我必拆毁，我所栽植的我必拔出，在全地我都如此行。你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋，我必使灾祸临到凡有血气的。但你无论往哪里去，我不与使你以自己的命为累物。这是耶和华说的。
The exiles were promised earthly prosperity and joy, while faithful Baruch was promised small things, but was given the assurance that he would escape with his life.
以色列被掳的民啊，上帝答应他们说，你们在这个世上就会享受到这个很荣光的、很成功的哈。但是这个非常守信念这个巴路呢，上帝没有给他很大的这个应许，只是说。你每次呢，大概不至于丧命。
God's destiny for the exiles in Babylon contrasts sharply with God's destiny for Baruch, just as God's will for Daniel was very different than God's will for Jeremiah.
所以，上帝给这个在巴比伦的被掳的以色列民所定下的他们的命运呢，又跟巴路的命运不一样。就像他给这个但以理这个所开出来的这条路。跟那个耶利米开出来的这条路呢，又截然的不同了。
When we see such a contrast in Scripture between two very different destinies, I think it's only human to ask, so what's my destiny?
所以呢, 当我们看到同样是忠于上帝的人, 有这样不同的这个经历啊, 那我们就, 作为一个人来说, 我们都会问上帝说, 那你能不能, 告诉我, 我将来会怎么样呢? 我将来是不是像但以理一样呢? 还是像以利米一样呢?
Each of us asks, am I a Daniel or a Jeremiah?
那所以每个人都说我是但以理还是以利米呢?
Does God promise good things for me as He did to the exiles in Babylon? Or does He promise me small things as He did for faithful Baruch?
那上帝会不会答应给我这个财富啊，是这个很大的成功啊？就像他给那些那个在巴比伦的那些被掳的那些人呢？还是说他像巴录一样，只给我一些很小的那个东西？
What mindset, what posture of heart should we have as we look ahead at a future that might seem uncertain?
那我们面对这个将来，我们都不知道会怎么样的这样一个将来的话，我们自己的那个心态将是怎么样呢？
While it is only human to hope that we will experience more blessing and goodness than hardship and disappointment in this life, we must remind ourselves that these are always secondary concerns for Christians.
我们做基督徒啊，要一直记住一句话，也就是说，我们在这个世上啊，说这个世上的这个福分啊，这个成功啊，这对我们来说它是不重要的，是第二等的。而相反的呢，我们常常会碰到的是苦难啊。
Those without faith in Christ are obsessed with their pursuit of self-fulfillment, pleasure and success, and with their avoidance of disappointment, suffering and failure.
好多那个对耶稣没有信念的人，他们对基督不信念，他们所追求的是什么呢？就是他们自己在这个社会上的成功，他们自己的欢乐，然后呢，每做一件事情都想想，就是说 怎么样使我不会去受到这个失望和这个受苦。
They are driven by a desire to achieve a painless life.
这些人呢，所追求呢，就是在这个世界上千万千万让我不要受苦。
This though can never be the obsession or the primary drive of those whose Lord is the crucified one, who commands those who would come after him to deny yourselves, take up your cross daily, and follow me.
Luke 9:23. 我们要跟从这个在十字架上为我们受死的这个耶稣，而不是为了自己的那个追求那个地上的幸福。
Part of what we sacrifice when we deny ourselves and take up our cross is the world's habit of maneuvering in order to maximize self-fulfillment and to minimize hardship.
那我们跟随耶稣啊。 就像耶稣讲的，要背起十字架，要舍己。这个是什么意思呢？这个舍己和背起十字架呢，就是说我们做人呢，不要像世人那样，总是千方百计的，做出一个计划来，让我们可以，那个完成我们个人的计划来，然后呢，来尽早的不受苦。Our
desire for fulfilling life must be submitted to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
我们在人生中要有什么成功的吗？ 那我们这个生活中的这个所达到的目的呢，就是说要让主耶稣来替我们决定，而不是我们自己决定。Peter
learns this difficult lesson at the end of the Gospel of John.
那个约翰福音最后那一章，你就可以看到，彼得就学到这个很难学到的这个功课。After
Christ reinstates him to apostleship, following his threefold denial, Christ tells Peter that he has a difficult future ahead of him.
他三次不认主以后呢，耶稣呢又把他重新建立成一个那个使徒嘛。然后耶稣就告诉说，你将来真的是会很受苦，很受苦了。
In fact, Peter's future is martyrdom.
实际上他后来呢就是呃随 顺道。
Yet Jesus commands Peter, follow me.
可是呢，耶稣跟彼得是怎么说？你必要跟从我。
Peter though is upset by this prophecy, and so he turns and he sees a disciple John following him, and so he points at him and he says, Lord, what about him?
那彼得呢，就对这样的一个他将来的这样一个命运呢，他觉得很难面对。然后他转过身来看见约翰跟着耶稣和那个彼得，然后他就很不耐烦的就跟那个主耶稣说，那这个人将来如何呢？
Peter wants to know if others will also suffer as he will.
那彼得呢，就是想说，是不是他也会跟我一样将来一样受苦呢？还是说他将来就是一帆风顺呢？
He's comparing his destiny to the destiny of others around him.
就是他把自己这个上帝所给他定下来的这条路，他要跟别人来比。
For a moment, as he had done when Jesus invited him to walk on the water in Matthew 14, Peter takes his eyes off of Jesus, and he begins to stare at the wind and the waves, at the danger and the cost, the hardship and the suffering ahead of him.
那就像那个马太福音里面那个十四章里面哈，28节到31节，你们可以看一下，就是说耶稣让彼得说，你从水面上走到我这里来吧。但是耶稣那个彼得呢，就眼睛不看着耶稣，就看着那个大风大浪，所以他就害怕，然后呢就差点要沉进去。然后呢，他就是因为把他的眼睛从这个万能的主身上移开了。
But as he does so, he begins to sink.
所以他这样子做呢，他就开始沉下去了。
He has taken his eyes off of the one who commands the wind and the waves, the one who alone is greater than the affliction and the death awaiting him.
他把他的眼睛呢，从那个万能的主身上挪开了。这个万能的主呢，是超出这些大风大浪。这个万能的主呢，是超乎所有的这个苦难。
Jesus mercifully helps Peter refocus by reminding him that obedience is what God requires.
耶稣呢，就是他就那个提醒那个彼得说你上帝要你跟随上帝是怎么样，就是要你顺服。
He needs to stop comparing himself to others.
不要把你自己跟别人比了。
Referring to John, Jesus says, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me.
说到约翰，耶稣是怎么样跟彼得说呢？说我要他等到我来的时候与你何干？你跟从我吧。
In this, we hear an echo of God's words to Jeremiah. And to Baruch, his faithful servant, who would have longed for God to also give him the faithful, the beautiful words that God had given the exiles in Jeremiah 29:11.
就像那个从这里面，耶稣跟那个彼得讲的话，就让我们想起这个上帝在旧约里面跟那个耶利米和巴录讲的话一样，就是他们也渴望说，上帝，你为什么不能把那些特别鼓舞人心的那种好听的那个话讲给我们听呢？就是答应我们将来有一个很好的未来，就像你跟那些被掳的人讲的一样呢。
And in this we hear an echo of God's word to Jeremiah and to all God's children who sometimes struggle with the hardship God brings into their lives and who are tempted to compare their lives to those who seem to have an easier, more painless journey of obedience to God.
这个里面我就看到就是上帝呢，对彼得所说呢，就好像是上帝当年跟耶利米所说。而且是上帝呢，这样子就是说，跟所有要跟随他的人都是这样说：说上帝要你跟随他的话，是这个是要你要你能够克服很多的那个苦难的，而不是说就给你一个那个很一帆风顺的这样的一个生活。
What is that to you? Our Lord says to us, "You must follow me."
所以耶稣说，与你何干？你跟从我吧。
In truth, our lives as Christians consist of both hardship and blessing.
实际上呢，我们作为一个基督徒，我们的生活呢，里面是有苦难呢，也有很多的赐福的。
We are promised trouble, persecution, and loss, and we are promised God's favor, comfort, and peace.
那我们这个路上呢，上帝就答应我们说，你一定会碰到艰难困苦。还有迫害，还会失去。但是呢，同时上帝的这个美意，上帝给我们的这个心理的安慰，上帝给我们的平安呢，也是时时会临到。
On one hand, we know the painful opposition from a world that does not recognize the lordship of Jesus Christ, and on the other hand, we experience the joyful inbreaking of the eternal kingdom of God through Christ's death and resurrection made ours by the power of the Holy Spirit.
你知道我们在世界上啊，那个，我们是会碰到很多人会反对我们。因为这个世界呢，他不接受主耶稣的这个作为这个我们的主的这个权柄，但是我们也要知道，我们这个神国将来降临的时候，我们都复活的时候，那这个上帝通过圣灵给我们传讲的这个话呢，就会实现。
Whether our specific destinies will look more like Jeremiah's or Daniel's, faithful Baruch's or the exiles in Babylon, Peter's or John's.We do not know.
所以在圣经里面，我们看到这些对比的，说我们的命运将来是像但以理呢，还是像以利米呢？是像那个忠心的巴路那样呢，还是像那些在巴比伦被掳的以色列民呢？我们将来是要做一个彼得，还是做一个约翰呢？我们都不知道。
But we do know the one who calls us and who will remain faithful to us until the very end.
可是我们知道。所召我们的是谁？那他的信实存到永远。
And we do know what he says to each one of us. You must follow me.
我们都知道，主耶稣跟我们每个人的说的话都是一样，你要跟从我。
Jesus calls us to follow him wherever he leads and to obey him no matter what the cost.
所以耶稣对我们的呼召就是说，他往哪里去，我们就要跟从到哪里去。不管什么事情发生，我们都要顺从他。
Regardless of the difficulties we will face, if we decide to take up our cross and follow Jesus, making obedience to God our first priority rather than a comfortable life, we can be sure that God will use us for His glory.
我们就知道，上帝一定会用我们来彰显他。上帝怎么样呢？叫我们彰显他呢，就是说我们不管面前的困难是什么，如果我们愿意背起我们的十字架，不管主耶稣到哪里，我们都跟随他顺从他呢，我们就一定可以得到这个荣光。
Could I have the next slide, please?
我们再看下一个幻灯。
It is likely that Jeremiah never fully knew during his lifetime the tremendous contribution he was making to the people of God for ages to come.
耶利米他活着的时候宣讲这些神的预言，他可能自己的当时他并不知道他对这个以后这个神的选民的这个他们的灵命啊，他已经做出了很大的贡献，他自己都不知道。
Through him, God spoke not only words of judgment.But also words of comfort and blessing, prophecies concerning the future restoration of Israel and of God's healing of His people.
所以上帝跟他说的呢，他不仅仅是一个这个审判的话啊，他不仅仅是，也是安慰的话，也是赐福的话，而且他让他讲出了很多预言。这个预言到现在呢，我们就可以看见是实现了，就是说以色列的恢复啊，然后上帝的对他的这个选民的医治啊。
Toward the end of his life, God indeed fulfilled his word to Jeremiah many years before by making him a prophet to the nations, using him to foretell and interpret God's work on an international scale.
所以在那里耶利米活到他生命的尽头的时候，我们看到上帝呢已经实现了他给耶利米的这个诺言是怎么样呢？就是说你要在整个世界对他，你对整个世界都要是那个上帝的那个预言人。
Further, God used Jeremiah to proclaim a new covenant that God would make with his people in Jeremiah 31, a covenant inaugurated by Jesus, according to Hebrews chapter 8.
所以就像在希伯来书那个八章里面呢，上帝通过耶利米呢，就与这个以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Yes, Jeremiah's life was difficult, but God used him beyond anything he could have imagined to proclaim God's truth and salvation in his generation and to foretell God's new covenant through Jesus Christ and to encourage faith in God for generations to come.
所以虽然说耶利米他这一生啊是受到很多苦难，但是通过这些苦难，上帝使用他，让他能够呢。 就是说宣讲这个神的这个新，给我们立的这个新约，来，通过这个耶稣基督来，使我们每个人都能够得救。Can
I have the next slide, please? Almost exactly 62 years ago, on October 28th, 1949, Jim Elliot wrote in his journal the following words.
62年以前，在那个。 1949年10月28日，有一个传道的人叫Jim Elliot，他在他的日记里面写下了如此的话。
He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose.
就是说，一个人啊，放弃你自己所不能保持的东西，然后这样子来得到一个你永远不会失去的东西，这样的人呢，他绝对不是傻瓜。
Less than 10 years later, he would be killed by an unreached tribe in Ecuador that he visited in order to preach the love and truth of God.
10年以后呢，他就到这个厄瓜多尔去那个宣讲神的话语啊。那但这些部落呢，他是从前是没有听到过福音的，所以把他给杀了。
Let me read what he said again. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose.
所以我再重复讲他讲的话，就是说我怎么可能是一个傻瓜呢？因为我所放弃的，只是我根本就不能保留的，而我所得到的，是我永远也不会失去的。
Elliot's statement is so obviously true that it causes us to wonder why we sometimes struggle to hang on to things that we will lose someday at the cost of God's wonderful destiny for our lives.
宣道士这个说的这句话，就可以看出来，我们真的是不能够，就是说，老是去追求一些物质的东西，因为这些东西我们最终死掉就没有了。但是我们追求神的话，我们跟随神，神给我们将来的永生呢，是我们永远也不会失去的。
Do we value our own comfort, our own self-fulfillment, our own pleasure more highly than we value God's call on our lives?
难道我们对我们自己舒适的生活，我们自己的这个物质上的这个身体上的这个快乐，我们把它看得比上帝给我们的这个呼召还要重吗？
Are we willing to follow our Lord wherever He leads and to obey Him no matter what the cost?
那我们现在是不是愿意，就是说不管发生什么，不管有多大的这个代价，我们都愿意跟随主呢？
God still calls His people to follow Him and to do difficult things at tremendous personal cost.
上帝今天还继续呼召他的子民来。 来做他的事工，然后你要做这些事工呢，有的时候是会受很大的苦难的。Rather
than allow us to compare the cost of our obedience to the seemingly easy path of others, we hear Jesus say to every one of us, "What is that to you? You must follow me."
所以呢，就像耶稣跟我们说的那样，我们呢不要把我们自己好像受了很多苦难的，去跟别人一帆风顺的这样的生活来比。 实际上，这都是神给我们预定下来，因为神对我们是这样说：“我所定的这一切与你何干？你必须follow，跟随我。”
Amen.
Amen.